Canton police are looking for a man who is missing and considered to be in danger. His mother told police 26-year-old Ryan Godby left home without his seizure medication and failed to appear at a Friday night event in which he was to give two drag performances. He is 5'8", 175 pounds, with long brown hair. Godby was last seen wearing a red t-shirt, black pants, and white Nike shoes. Godby was last in communication with a friend around 12:30 Friday morning. Not guilty is the verdict for a Plain Township man who shot and killed a dog. 27-year-old Gary Hudson was acquitted of the charge last week by a jury in Stark County Common Police Court. It included a gun specification. On December 17th, Hudson shot a 55-pound pocket bully dog four times on Middle Branch Avenue Northeast in Plain Township. He believed it was attacking a girl. The owner said the animal was excited to see the girl and her sister as they returned home from school. A sheriff's auction will be held for the historic Timken Stables in Canton. The decision follows a long legal battle between the city and the building's owners, Rabbi Mark and Heidi Lancaster. The property on 17th Street Northwest housed the Beit HaKavod Messianic Synagogue. The Lancasters were accused of failing to maintain the facility and make necessary repairs. They alleged they were the subjects of religious discrimination. Stark County Common Police Judge Kristen Farmer in March denied the congregation's motion of a stay while waiting on a petition to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Ohio Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal earlier this year. The 5th District Court of Appeals upheld Farmer's original ruling in favor of the city. A date has not been set for the auction. West Nile virus has again been confirmed in Canton. According to the City Health Department, the Ohio Department of Health said a sample collected as part of their mosquito surveillance program tested positive for the virus. This is the second local instance of West Nile virus. The first positive case was on Sandwith Avenue Southwest. The latest was at Barr Elementary School on 47th Street Northeast. Health Department staff continue to larvicide and identify and remove areas of stagnant water. The first round of mosquito spraying will be completed this week. Additional spraying will take place over the summer months. A man will continue to be held in jail without bond after he was declared a danger to society. A Portage County judge Monday issued the ruling concerning 75-year-old Danny McFadden. He faces 24 charges following an investigation by the Trumbull County Sheriff's Office. The charges include rape and gross sexual imposition. McFadden is accused of sexually assaulting and having inappropriate sexual contact with multiple women and at least one child. The alleged crimes occurred from 2017 to last month. McFadden has pleaded not guilty. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for July 6th. The trial is underway for a West Virginia man accused in an East Liverpool murder. Jury selection began today in Columbiana County Common Police Court for the case of 35-year-old Elvin Tisdale of Newell. He's charged with aggravated murder in the July 2021 shooting death of 20-year-old Bryson Douglas of East Liverpool. Judge Megan Bickerton denied a defense motion seeking all investigative notes for all police in the case due to there being no body cam footage. She also rejected a motion asking for DNA results for co-defendants Alan Tisdale of Lisbon and Travis Kidder of East Liverpool. Alan Tisdale is scheduled for sentencing July 21st after pleading guilty to involuntary manslaughter and complicity for a weapons charge. Kidder is set to stand trial for obstructing justice September 30th. Voters in Sebring will be asked to pass two levy renewals this fall. Village Council Monday approved resolutions asking the Mahoning County Auditor to certify the total current tax valuation of Sebring and determine revenue that would be generated by a 3-mill fire levy and a 1-mill parks and recreation levy. Both taxes would be on the books for 5 years. Council will consider putting the levies on the November ballot after the information is compiled. Lawmakers also agreed to purchase a skid unit and turnout gear for the fire department at a cost of $19,000, agreed to put a charter amendment on the November ballot eliminating the village's Civil Service Commission, and voted to accept a grant from the Northeast Ohio Public Energy Council. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office has identified the victim of a fatal shooting in Youngstown. 18-year-old Daylin Ford was shot Wednesday morning in the 900 block of Lanterman Avenue on the city's south side. He was taken to a local hospital where he died. Police say several homes in the neighborhood were also struck by gunfire. No suspects have been identified. An investigation continues. A Mahoning County judge has issued punishment to a man who was on the run for 8 years after leaving town ahead of his trial on a drug charge. Common Police Judge Maureen Sweeney today sentenced 52-year-old Irvin Kraft of Midland, Pennsylvania to 5 years in prison. He plans to file an appeal. Kraft pleaded guilty to a felony count of cocaine trafficking last month. Beaver Township police arrested him during a traffic stop in January 2014. They found drugs and more than $8,000 cash in Kraft's car. The grand jury indicted him. Kraft was arraigned and posted bond, but never appeared for his April 2015 trial. A bench warrant was issued and he was arrested in 2023. An edict by the Youngstown police chief limiting overtime hours violates the patrol officers' union contract. An attorney for the city issued the opinion concerning the 28-hour-per-week limit issued in April by Police Chief Carl Davis in an effort to reduce department spending. Davis says the city's staffing level is low due to pay that is not competitive with surrounding communities. The total spent in overtime for the department last year was $3.25 million, up from $2.94 million in 2023. 15 officers made more than $50,000. The Vindicator reports some work as much as 80 hours a week. The ruling also applies to ranking officers. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.